Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I am Cheryl Fritz coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Kristen Belzer, who is the Senior Vice President of Government Relations and Public Affairs for the Lansing Regional Chamber. Good evening, Kristen. How are you?
I'm doing great, Cheryl. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much. Spring may finally have arrived, Kristen.
I certainly hope so. It's been a long winter.
It has been a very long winter. I wanted to talk to you about a press release that came out of your office that is stating that you are not supportive of the City of Lansing's proposed property tax increase that goes before the voters on May 3rd. And just wanted to talk to you about that and why the position.
Sure. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. Our public policy committee here at the chamber has met on several occasions and had the opportunity to kind of vet through the proposal. We had Kathy Dunbar come in from the city council and talk to our policy committee about the tax increase and what the four mills would mean to residents and to business owners, and then also had an opportunity to put this out to our membership and talk to them a little bit about it and do a survey. And after all of that kind of vetting through process, the policy committee made a determination that we were not going to be supportive of the property tax increase at this time. We did applaud the mayor as well as City Council Member Kathy Dunbar for their leadership. You know, these are very difficult times, and I believe that they're trying to obviously do the best for the city and for agreeing to let this get onto the ballot with the voters. And so we applaud that, but we just didn't think at this particular point in time that was a good time for tax increases. And our businesses are trying to do a lot of readjusting here in Lansing as well, and so the timing of it was not good.
What would it take for that position to change, or do you think that that's just not in the cards in terms of the business climate?
Well, you know, one of the things that we would like to see is some more regional cost sharing and some consolidation. There's been a lot of dialogue as of late on some regional fire consolidation. The mayor announced earlier in the year that he was going to convene a blue ribbon committee, talk a little bit more about regionalism and some consolidation and cooperation, collaboration. And so we'd like to see more of that activity start to take place before there's actually a tax increase put out there.
Well, and when you talk to the mayor and administration and city council members, they'll tell you that they've been doing an awful lot of that, that they've been doing a lot of partnerships and sharing and consolidation. It's just it's not enough at this point.
Well, we'd like them to dig a little bit deeper, and we'd be willing to be part of that conversation with them, talking a little bit about regional cooperation, the fire consolidation. I know that they've done the 911 call center. Maybe trash service is another opportunity to address in terms of working together. And so we'd like to be able to be a part of that process, and we've talked to the mayor about that.
Is he inviting you to the table?
I think he is. You know, we've had considerable conversations about some of these ideas and thoughts. I think that they wanted to get that proposal out on the table and obviously have that available next week for the ballot for May 3rd. But after next week, we'd like to continue to have some dialogue about some changes that we think that or some opportunities for some consolidation that we'd like to see go forth.
Are there more specific than kind of what you're talking about of cost sharing and consolidation?
You know, not really right off the top of my head. I mean, those are some of the things that we've looked at in terms of the fire consolidation. We'd like to get some of those issues out on the table, look at that. We certainly would be willing to sit down with the mayor's office and talk a little bit more, too, about that.
When you talk, obviously you're talking with businesses on a daily basis as such important members of the community, the Lansing Regional Chamber. Are they echoing or is part of your position from what you're hearing from business in terms of the economic climate right now with new taxes?
We do. We are hearing from, you know, our membership in terms of, you know, they want to eliminate maybe some government services and programs. They think that they're making some hard choices in their organizations and companies, and so they want to see that continue with the city as well.
I was going to say what's coming to mind, Kristen, as you're talking about that is Governor Rick Schneider has continually talked about shared sacrifice, and it kind of sounds like that's what you're echoing.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, we understand these are really tough choices. And so we just want to make sure that the city is doing that, that they're crossing the T's and dotting the I's too, and that they understand what our businesses are up against. And so we certainly understand that this is a tough time, but we think that the governor is moving in the right direction, and we'd like to continue within our region to see some shared services as well.
What else have you got going on with the Lansing Regional Chamber that the viewers, listeners might be interested in?
Well, we've had a really busy year, Cheryl, as you well know, with our economic club. We've had an opportunity to have the governor come and speak at the Lansing Center. We had 800 participants that day, and I think at this point in time, we're trying to give our membership as well as the region an opportunity to hear not only from the governor but also other local officials on the types of things that are happening out there that are impacting businesses. And, you know, we feel strongly that we've got to continue to work together. We like these other municipalities and local governments to continue to work and reach out. And we hold monthly meetings in terms of Delta Government Relations Committee meeting on the west side, as well as an East Lansing Meridian Government Relations Committee meeting on the east side, to have our businesses be able to come to the table with local officials and state representatives and talk about some of these things. I think the more that we're educated and that we can be on the same page, I think the more progress we can make.
Well, and of course, a statement like this from the Lansing Regional Chamber carries a lot of weight in the community, and I'm sure before you put it out, you were well aware of that.
Well, we certainly were. I mean, this isn't anything that we entered into lightly. We were very respectful of the mayor. We were very respectful of Kathy Dunbar. We stayed in communication with them. I think that we did our due diligence in terms of our policy committee in vetting this out. We certainly understand, we do, that they're in a tough predicament. But at the end of the day, our membership voiced their concerns to us, and we felt at this particular given point in time it wasn't good and the timing was not right.
Well, Kristen, I appreciate your time very much and your perspective on this issue. I look forward to talking with you again.
I do too, Cheryl. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Thank you so much. Kristen Belzer, who is Senior Vice President for Government Relations and Public Affairs with the Lansing Regional Chamber. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.